We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and we want to thank you for the privilege of coming into your workplace or your automobile as you are traveling down the road. We serve a great, big, wonderful God who loves us wants to know us and wants to be known by us. And so thank you for tuning in today. We are extremely grateful to be able to bring the Word of God into your life. So today we are going to be in the sixth chapter of John. We have been talking for a number of days now, and we'll continue for a while. There is a lot of stuff that I want to share. You know, so many times we just scratch the surface of something and we think that that's all there is to it. But I believe that we need to go beyond just the superficial and really discover the truths and the treasures of God's Word. And so I pray that this broadcast is helping you to know Jesus. If you are not a believer, that you will see who Jesus really is in this broadcast and you will accept Him as your Lord and Savior. One of our primary goals is that people will get saved and ask Jesus to be the Lord of their life because of this radio program. And one of the other things is that we pray that you will grow. We are looking to grow and become more mature in our walk with God. I'm looking to mature and be a better pastor. I've been pastoring the same church now for 22 years, but I'm not looking at the glory of the past years and say, you know what, that's as good as it's going to get. I'm still looking to mature and become the best pastor that I can be. So we hope that this program will be a blessing to you and will help you to grow in your relationship with Jesus. Want to remind you one more time, it's just a few days away now. Sunday morning will be our healing emphasis service with Armin Morales and his wife Bonnie. Armin was one of the longstanding members of the Imperials. Every once in a while you might hear me break out into song here on the radio program. I try to make that a scarce incident because I like for you to tune back in instead of scaring you off with my vocal abilities. I haven't had any music lessons. I don't know how to read music. I've got two of my children who can. My wife can play some instruments a little bit, and I play a CD player if it's not too complicated. But the way that I learned to sing was twofold. One was I learned to sing in church, and the songs that we sang, we had a worship leader. His name was George Austin, and just had a real joy for the Lord, and I can still see him. As far as I know, he is still alive, but I can still see his exuberant praise and worship as he was leading us into the throne room of grace. And everybody will be happy over there. It was a song that became a treasure to, and I feel like traveling on. Those were a couple of songs that I can still see him dancing up there as he is leading the congregation in praise and worship. But the other way that I learned to sing was when Armin Morales and Russ Taff and Jim Murray and Dave Willis, they were leading. They were singing. You know, that was the time of Praise the Lord and back in the late 70s and early 80s. The first time that they ever came to our church, the version of the Imperials at that time, back in 2002 2002, let's see, 1950. Yeah, it was in 2002. They were still using the same tour bus that they had used way back in the day. But I would roll up my windows and I would try and sing the same way that they sang. And so it's an honor for us to have them, but we want you to come. If you need healing in your body, come this weekend, 10:30 Sunday morning to Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. And we're going to be praying for a manifestation of healing to take place in the house on Sunday morning. Men, want to remind you that tomorrow night, if you want to come out for a men's barbecue at 7 p.m., we are having barbecue that we're serving as we relaunch our Iron Men Ministries. As iron sharpens iron, so a man, the countenance of his friend. And so we want to be the best men that we can be. And so come be a part of our men's ministry Friday night at 7 p.m. If you can't make it to that one, we are going to be having a men's breakfast a week from Saturday at 8 o'clock in the morning. And if you can be a part of that, that will be on the 31st. So come be a part of that. Those are just a few of the things we've got going on this week. Let's get into the Word of God today. We're continuing to look, give us this day our daily bread. I want you to know that you can trust God for your daily provision, not just for your provision, but for a multitude, a corporate us. It does not say, Lord, give me today my daily bread. That is a lot of times the way that we pray that prayer, but it is really give us this day our daily bread. And so I pray that your vision is something, that your vision that you have from God is bigger than you. It is an us. God, I need to pray for something. You know, I remember back, my goodness. It was a long time ago, but I remember there was a time where I was having to pray for the monster budget of our household. God, I don't know how you are ever going to bring in $1,000 a month. That's how much we needed just to be able to survive for a monthly basis. And I was hearing people, you know, we're praying for $1 million a day budgets and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, my goodness, that is huge. And then there was a time when, you know, praying for our church. I think I've shared this. When I first came to the church, our first year, our budget was, our total church budget was total church giving was $13,000. That's basically $1,100 a month. And then the next year it ballooned to twice that much. And we are so thankful now that God still has us on a journey of faith. Listen, He wants to take you from faith to faith. And if you are not having to believe God for greater things now than you've had to before, I want you to know that God's got a surprise for you. He wants your faith growing. I was talking to a friend of mine a little over a week ago, and he was talking about there's a passage of scripture. It's in the Old Testament. It was what rocked Martin Luther's world and sparked the Great Reformation. And that was this: the just shall live by faith. And my friend said, and God is going to make sure that it takes faith for us to live. And so you might think, wow, that's really scary. I don't know if I can do that. Listen, it is not about you. It is about your faith in God. God is the one that is necessary to get us to the promised land. So before I start preaching, let me go ahead and turn to the passage that we're supposed to be addressing this morning. And that is John chapter 6. John chapter 6. And I want you to know that as we read this, that nothing that happens in your life is on accident. God is leading you to a place of revelation where you see Him as greater than you've ever seen Him before. John chapter 6, verse number 1. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed because they saw His signs which He performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there He sat with His disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and, seeing a great multitude coming toward him, said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But by this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Then Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little." I want you to see where Philip's faith was. He said, look, if we can just get them a snack, you know, that's going to be really, really important. But, you know, 200 days worth of wages would not cover this multitude. It was a big crowd. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Let me just stop the reading there for just a moment, because you may be someone who has a relationship with God that is listening today, and I pray that there's a multitude of you. But I want you to know that God's miracles are never determined because of the provision that is a magnificent amount in the eyes of men. God specializes in taking things that men do not see as significant and turning their insignificance into a source of a miraculous blessing. And so if there are people who have told you that you're too short, that you're too old, that you're too young, you're too ugly, one of the craziest excuses that I've ever heard for not granting a person a job is, you know, you're too overqualified for this job. That is craziness. That it completely flips on end the mindset that I have when it comes to ministry. If you know what, if there is someone who is extremely gifted and they need a place to utilize those gifts, I want to employ those people. Because their giftings are going to, first of all, they are going to meet needs in the company. Second, you know, it never hurts that they make me look smarter because I'm the one that hired them. I worked for a company one time, and the guy who was training us said, you know, there was a guy who he had been a leader in the industry at one point in time, and we actually did not have a position that was open, but this guy wanted an entry-level position, and I gave it to him because I knew he was going to make our company better. He said, now that guy has taken our company to new heights. And so I want you to know, if people thought, you know, but what are they among so many? What is leading one person to Jesus among the billions that need to hear about him? What is the fact that this person is leading a fourth and fifth grade boys Sunday school class? What is that when there are so many people that need to be reached? I want to encourage you today. Don't let other people determine your worth to God. God is looking for your availability, and if you are available, and you know, you may not look sufficient to meet the need, but God wants to know, what do you have in your hand? Because I can take that and I can use it for my glory. So don't let other people's criticisms or sarcasm or their determination of the call of God upon your life, do not allow them to prevent you from placing your giftings in God's hands. Watch what God does. This Savior that we serve took these 5 loaves and 2 fish that a boy was willing to offer, and he increased it exponentially. I believe God wants to speak increase into your life. You know, if you come to Merit Assembly of God, you will not be in awe of the multitudes, but I want to just speak life over that congregation because they are touching the world. Later today, I will be taking our missionaries to Fiji. I'll be taking them to the airport. And you know what? They're not just touching a community. They are touching a nation. It's a nation made up of a multitude of islands, and they are touching the various islands. Not only are they doing that, but when they return, the Bible school that they run, it's going to not only be touching Fiji, but it is going to be touching Australia. It is going to be touching New Zealand. It is going to be touching the entire region. And we're just thankful to be able to have a part in it. And so I want to speak. Somebody right now, there, you've got a call of God on your life, but there are others that have spoken so many negative things over you that you, the dream has gone into hibernation mode. It has been asleep so long you don't even know if it's still alive. And I just want to speak life over that call that God has, over the giftings that He's placed in your body, and I just call them forth right now in the name of Jesus, that you will trust those giftings in God's hands and watch what amazing things He is going to do through that. Anyway, so this miracle starts off with, you know, we don't have enough finances, and we've got a little bit of food over here, but it's completely and totally insufficient for the task. You know, there are some people that look at everything that they do from a dollars and cents issue, and they don't wait to see what God can do with what they already have. And you know, God's got an interesting timetable. Do I wish that we had the budget now that or the budget, you know, 22 years ago that we have now? You know, I would like to think that we could have done a lot more with that. But I also know that God has been building us up so that the people would be in place that would be able to utilize their gifts as much as possible. We're believing that 2015 is going to be a breakthrough year for us, and we're praying that it'll be a breakthrough for you. Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. If you know, if you read in other gospels, you're going to see that He had them sit down in groups of 50. And Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. I want to take you back to what Peter, or to what Philip said. Philip said that the amount of money that it would take to buy bread just so that everyone could have a taste or have a little bit. I was reading about the things that were going, that are going on in the Ukraine recently, and they said, how are we going to survive? We're going to survive exactly the same way we did back in World War II, and that is we're going to go to the ration system, and this person gets this much, and if you're a soldier, you get this much, and if you're an adult, you get this much, and that's how we're going to survive. We're going to survive on the ration system. I want you to know that God might have you start with the ration system, but you will not end there. What happened here in the feeding of the 5,000 was everybody ate until they were filled. They ate as much as they wanted. When you pray, God, give us this day our daily bread, I want to build your faith to the point you say, God, I'm not just asking you to give me a little bit today. I'm asking you today that you will give us corporately as much as we need corporately so that we can bless other people. Listen, this miracle is getting ready to transform people's lives. It transforms their expectancy. These people had gathered because of the healings that had taken place. But all of a sudden, as a result of this, and we're going to get this, we're going to be in John chapter 6 for a couple of days here. Because of what took place, it motivated them. They were suddenly driven in their everyday lives because of this miracle where God gave them as much as they wanted. Today, I want you to know that, in fact, let me stop for just a moment. This is something that God did not just provide as much as they wanted or even as much as they needed. Look at what it says here. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited here in the radio studio myself. God did not only provide enough for that meal, for that need, he provided an overabundance so that there were fragments that were left over. And then he commanded the disciples, he said, go gather up the fragments that nothing may be lost. Today there may be people who are listening to me on this broadcast, and you are just a fragment of the person that you used to be. What is a fragment? A fragment is a small portion of something that used to be whole. It is a small portion of something that used to be whole. And right now, I believe I'm talking to people. And if you were honest, if someone was to ask you, tell me about yourself. Well, I used to be this. I used to be able to accomplish this. Some of you, I used to be famous. I used to be rich. My marriage used to be tremendous. You talk about it in the past tense because that's when it is whole, when it was whole. But now, if you were to be honest, you would say, you know what? I'm just a shell. I'm just a fragment of the person that I used to be. My health is not what it used to be. My ability to be used for the kingdom of God is just a fraction of what I used to be able to do. And I want to declare to you today that if that is your mindset, Jesus has a special place in his heart just for you. And that word is this: go gather up the broken. Go gather that which has just got a residual effect of what it used to be. Today, if that's you, I want to extend to you a personal invitation to come to Merit Assembly of God. If you do not have a church home, God is looking together. Look, you know, there are some people who are great art collectors, and they are collecting masterpieces. I saw an article about a week or so ago about a guy who paid $2.4 million for an extremely rare quarter, and then he paid $2.2 million for an extremely rare penny. He paid $4.6 million for something that had, for two items that have a face value of 26 cents. But they are so rare that he said, I've got to have these in my collection because these are treasures. There are some people who only focus on great works of art or things that are worth millions and millions of dollars. I want to tell you what Jesus collects. Jesus collects broken, fragmented lives and makes them whole again. Today, his heart for the fragment is the same as it was that day. Go gather up the fragments that nothing be lost. Jesus' desire today is that you not fall through the cracks, that you not just lay upon the ground and rot and decay, that you don't just lay upon the ground and become a food supply for the birds of the air to come and consume you. Today, God wants to call you out. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And he's going to make sure that everybody not only has a little, but they have an abundance and an overabundance. And, he wants to call you out today and say, you know what? You have so much value to me that when I leave this place, I'm taking you with me. You know, we often talk at funerals about out of John 14 that I go to prepare a place that where I am, there you may be also. But I want you to know on this day, at this miracle, Jesus said, when I leave this place today, I am taking broken, fragmented items that have been used. They've been touched by my hand. They have been blessed by my Father. I have given thanks for them. And where I journey, they are going to go on this journey with me. And so I encourage you today, if you're broken and wounded, if you feel like you're just a shell of your former self, then God wants to let you know that He wants to take you with Him on this journey. Let me close with this thought today. Like I said, we're going to be in John chapter 6 for a while. Verse number 13, therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. First thing that I want to share, I'm going to try and get through verse 15 as well. First thing that I want to share is when you pray, give us this day our daily bread, it is not just about your needs being met. It is about a greater revelation coming to you that God is still active and working in this world in your day and time. It is a revelation that Jesus is God's gift to you. Verse number 15, therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. And that's the last thing that I'm going to be able to share on this broadcast today, is when Jesus did this miracle and people saw that he was able to provide for them, even when there was a place where there was no natural source of provision, that suddenly there was a transformation that took place in their life, and they said, I need him as the king of my life. You know, they were looking to make him a political king. They were looking to make him a king in their day and time. They wanted him to rule and reign instead of Rome. And that wasn't God's plan at that time. They misunderstood that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords over all of eternity. They didn't understand God's timetable. But today I want you to know that no such restriction is upon you. That when we pray, give us this day our daily bread, when God meets that need and provides supernaturally for you, do not delay. Say, Jesus, I want you to be Savior. I want you to be my Lord. I want you to be my King. Seek him. Be as driven to seek him as these people were that day. Father, I just pray right now for those who are broken and are listening to this, God, that you would let them know that you can still use them. Those that seem to be insignificant and in the eyes of the world, you want to use them to touch thousands. God, I pray today that we would be driven as these people were that day, for you to be king over our life and over our heart. In Jesus' name, we'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.